It's Monday, August the 18th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
And I'm Anthony.
There's no Blaven this week as he's out fulfilling his magical quest. But we have TJ in the room to...
Chime in.
Yes, to fill in for him. On this week's episode, we are doing the review of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We're doing a wrap-up on the big events coming out of Gamescom 2014. And then, of course, letting you all know what we've been doing in our spare time. Let's just get into it. TMNT, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, for those of you not in the know. Not really much more to say.
I heard they're, like, turtles?
No, they're aliens.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. So this is the reboot of the classic franchise of turtles who know karate and are mutants. Yeah. It's a Turtles movie. I forget the director's name. Lead role is Megan Fox. She's with that dude, Will Arnett. Is that
yeah.
his name?
I think so, yeah.
He plays the plucky cameraman.
Yeah. And then April O'Neil.
Yeah. I forget all the voice actors who did the Turtles. I just know Johnny Knoxville was Leo.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the only one I know.
Huh.
And stuff happens in the movie.
So we saw this on Tuesday of last week.
So it's been 5 days.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
So we're kind of trying to remember what's going on in that movie.
Uh-huh. I'm going to say right now, like we do with all our movie reviews, it's spoiler city right from the get-go. So bear that in mind if you haven't seen this movie. Otherwise, we'll just start talking about it.
Spoilers.
Anthony, did you like this movie?
I like this movie more than I thought I would. I thought it was going to be kind of like an okay movie, but I came out really liking it. I thought Megan Fox played a really good April O'Neil, and I liked her whole in the beginning when she was trying to convince everybody that there were Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And just like how crazy she seemed, but like she was so dead set on, like, this is what I saw. And that whole situation of everybody thinking her crazy, I thought was very funny.
Okay.
and she wasn't like a useless character, like, to get in the way of the turtles.
Okay.
Like, she wasn't, like, kidnap bait and stuff like that. And which was really refreshing. Like, I thought they were going to use her as, like, oh, no, they captured April O'Neil, this one human that we befriended, so now yes. we have to do whatever. But she was never like that. And I thought that was really, really refreshing.
Okay.
The action scenes were great.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the avalanche scene, the mountain scene.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of cool stuff. And the way they incorporate the turtles' personality into the fight scenes
mm-hmm.
are really cool. Just like, it's a lot of Michelangelo doing funny one-liners.
Yeah.
But like even stuff like, they had a scene with Donatello where he uses his stick to flip a Humvee.
His staff?
Yeah, his staff, because it extends.
And his stick.
Yeah.
You make it sound like he has this little branch.
Yeah, he's a branch, and he's like, He has his staff, and he uses it to flip a Humvee, because it can, like, extend and whatever.
Okay.
As they're going down the mountain. And while it's flipping over him, he starts laughing in slow motion, and he snorts.
Yeah.
And you kind of get this, like, oh, look, he's, like, a little dork. And there's, like, a lot of that throughout the movie. You really get to know who the turtles are, or like what kind of character types they are, if mm-hmm. you haven't seen it before or just don't know about the Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Will Arnett, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was fine.
Okay.
I thought his character, like if he wasn't in that movie, I think it would have been the same movie. He was okay. really only there to get April from point A to point B.
Oh, I thought you meant to get with April.
Oh, that too.
Okay.
But, like, really, he was just the taxi. He was the story point for you to get to the next scene.
Are you going
to
tell me he was the driving force of the
story? Oh, boom! Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. That was actually really good. And, like, lastly, like, yo, Shredder is so cool.
Uh-huh.
Man, he's all chromed out. He's got, like, a billion knives.
Yeah.
He's got magnet knives. That was the coolest part of the movie for me.
It also didn't make any sense, but okay.
Yeah, like whatever. Like, why didn't other things get?
Yeah, pulled back if they were that right? strong.
Why didn't Leonardo's swords get pulled back to
him?
So like, yeah, he had these knives that he would shoot out, and then they'd be gone, and you're like, oh look, you had knives, idiot. And then Shredder's like, please listen. And then magnets come, he pulls it back to his hands. So that was pretty sick. I just can't get over Shredder's design. Like, I want like a toy like that or something.
Yeah.
Like that was a really cool looking Shredder.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I thought this movie was really fun. It's a shame it came off the back of
Guardians.
Like, I could say that for any movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's if you released in the same around the same time as Guardians, mm-hmm. you done goofed.
Yeah.
But it is a very entertaining movie nonetheless, and I thought it was really good.
Okay, so this is one of your highlights of the summer.
Again, Guardians is the highlight. But I think this is good. Like, I'd have to go back to remember what other movies, but it's maybe like top five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. TJ, did you like the Turtles?
I remember liking it.
Oh, you just don't remember seeing it now.
No. I don't know. There's not much I remember from the movie. I just remember...
I think that says a lot about the movie.
Yeah, like, yeah. So it was entertaining when I saw it, but, like, you don't come away remembering a lot of lines. Like, just... There's a couple things with Michelangelo, but other than that, it's not like Guardians where you remember a bunch of different lines and sequences.
Stuck afterwards, okay. For me. However, I did like that the turtles all look different.
Yes.
Not like in...
They weren't just quadruplets with different masks.
Like, I like how Donnie had all his tech gear with him.
Yeah.
Raph just looked like a...
He had no neck.
Wow, that was a big turtle, yeah.
Yeah, he was huge. Leo and Mikey were kind of just the same.
No, Mikey was substantially smaller.
Was he?
He's more. Yeah. He looked lankier than all of them.
Mikey looked like the size of a regular human.
I didn't notice.
If Leo was like, if Raph is like 6.5 feet tall, Leo was probably like 6 and a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I noticed that.
Yeah.
It's just Mikey and Leo.
But Mikey was like the same size as Megan Fox.
Really?
Like his height? Maybe a little bit bigger, but
did not even notice that.
I didn't really see a lot of nunchuck skills from Mikey.
No. You can't cut things with nunchucks.
There's not much you could do with that.
Yeah, like, he just uses jet skateboard a lot,
which was cool. I thought that was Donnie at first. Donatello.
Yeah. He probably made the skateboard.
Oh, no doubt.
He probably made everything.
I liked his setup in their house? Home?
Oh, the sewer house?
Yeah, all his computers.
Yeah, the 8-screen.
This crazy
octuple monitor.
Security system that he set up.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
But no.
Yeah.
Like I said, I liked it when I saw it. Don't remember much after it.
Okay. Blaven's not here, but if I recall correctly, he really enjoyed this movie.
Yeah. He did really like it. He went into it saying that he was going to hate it.
Yeah.
And then he ended up really liking it.
Yeah. Did he elaborate anything else?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I think he mentioned something about the comics, but I can't recall.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, for myself, I easily liked it the least out of all of us.
Damn.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was entertaining. There's just parts of it... Well, there's small parts of the movie that I just found really annoying, and then there's just the overall way, the direction of this film that I didn't enjoy. Like, I wish April wasn't the main focus. I wish the turtles were always the focus and April was this little side story that was involved in it. I didn't think her acting was good at all.
Megan Fox is not that good.
I know, and when you said that you thought she was believable with her craziness, like I didn't get the idea that she was crazy.
I didn't say she was believable with her craziness. I said I enjoyed the part where she went crazy. And like I like that whole sequence. Like with her being like, no one believes her. And then she's like, no, I'm right. And then when she went with her, she went to her roommate and stuff. And like, I like those comedy points.
Okay. I was like, I just thought that was lame. Because she wasn't selling it to me. And you just seemed like another... Her acting is like... It's like when you talk to that hot girl in school and she just blows you off. That's how her entire acting skills are boiled down to. In every scene, she's always like that.
Okay.
She's kind of like, doesn't really care that you're there. She kind of throws a line at you, and hopefully you run away. I don't know.
That's a pretty good analogy.
Will Arnett, I have to disagree. I think this movie would have been infinitely better without him there.
Without him?
Yeah, I just think he was this huge annoyance in the film. But the Turtles, for the most part, I enjoyed. I really liked Donnie and Mikey. I think they nailed their personalities. Raph and Leo were a bit... They're kind of forgettable to me. Like, at the beginning, Raph seemed like he wanted to break away from the group.
Yeah.
And he never does. Mm-hmm. But the movie has this contrived sequence where he is by himself. And I just don't feel like that's what they were really going for. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like he was a rebel on the run.
Kind of like he is in the comics.
Yeah, because at the end of this film, he admits like having all these feelings of love for his brothers. I'm like, where is that coming from? It's not like you had this moment in the movie where, I don't know.
I guess it's because like he didn't choose to go away from the group. It's that they got taken away from him. Okay.
And when he was spitting out those lines at the end, those like sincere lines, I'm like, I don't think this was needed, but it's there. Mm. Some small things I didn't like. I like the origin story of this film, of how they were a legitimate science experiment, and how April was involved. I don't like how Splinter picked up a ninja book and suddenly became a ninja master.
How to ninjutsu was pretty much what the book said.
Yeah, and then he's like, I trained myself first, I became a master of my own accord, and then I trained the turtles.
How?
Yeah. I also don't like how Splinter knows the threat that is Shredder, yet they've never met. Like,
I think it was like just because like they mentioned it in the when he was in the lab, he could remember things when he wasn't. He was like sentient still, but like
I guess so. But like, what would he have seen in that science lab?
I don't know, man.
There's some little weird bits of continuity errors that threw me off. Like the biggest one for me was they're in a lab, right?
Okay.
Some of the turtles are caught, Shredder arrives, and he's fighting Raph, and Shredder's minion dude leaves with the antigen, and he goes to New York, right? Mm. Okay. Shredder's staying there, and he's fighting Raph. He beats Raph, and then he leaves, and he goes, and he beats the dude to New York. I don't know if you caught that.
I didn't know. I didn't catch that, no.
But he was already at the tower while the guy took off, like, 15 minutes earlier in a helicopter.
Maybe that Shredder suit's just got crazy awesome
stuff. Yeah, so if we boil it down to Shredder's awesome, then fine. Okay, whatever.
Shredder's great.
I'm nitpicking here. I'll accept it. Shredder's cool. Yeah, Shredder's the best part.
He ninjutsu'd there. Yeah,
clearly. He uses magnetic knives to ninjutsu everywhere. Like he just threw the knives out there, and he kept the knives dug in, and then the magnets from his arms pulled them there.
It's like Thor's hammer, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
So he threw a knife, and he followed the knife with the magnets.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, if they just showed that scene, I wouldn't complain. But yeah, no, it was a fun ride. It was the definition of a summer blockbuster action flick.
A good popcorn muncher.
Yeah, like, I don't think it was bad. I don't think it was great. But it had its moments. And yeah, I'm sure kids would love it. Yeah, I'm sure kids would like it. I don't know.
Is it PG-13?
Yeah, I mean, it does get quite violent in spots. I mean,
but again, no blood.
Yeah, there's no blood, but I mean, like, Shredder has a fistful of knives.
Two fists full of knives.
He's going around trying to stab people, so.
It's that scene, it's just that scene where he does one, two, and then he hits both hands, and then five knives come out of both hands.
Yeah.
And he turns into the Wolverine.
Yeah. I am a little disappointed he didn't have a cape made of knives.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been even cooler. But yeah, no, it's the Ninja Turtles. It was cool. Yeah, yeah. I just wish it was more Turtles, less April. That's it. That's it.
I can see that.
Yeah. But there you have it. We can rate this one if you guys want.
I'll give it a 4. I think I like it more than you.
Okay. I'll go with a 4 too. I'll go with 3.
Okay,
makes sense.
That sounds fair.
Blaven gave it a 5.
Really?
I don't know.
Probably.
I'm just gonna assume he's gonna give it a 5.
But it had enough Sephiroth.
Oh, it didn't have enough Sephiroth.
It didn't? I thought it did.
Oh. Shoot. I guess if Sephiroth is Shredder, then yeah.
Yeah, I guess it had enough.
Yeah, I guess it did have enough. Jeez, I didn't think about that. Okay.
Shredder's so cool.
Yeah. How can you not like him? Okay, let's move into our picks of the week.
Killed that guy with his neck.
Did he really?
Yeah. The guy went to punch him, and he caught his arm in his neck, and then he broke his arm.
Oh, yeah.
He killed him with his neck.
Holy crap. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Shredder's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. His daughter sucked.
That was his daughter?
Karai?
I thought she was just like a lackey.
Karai's his daughter. She sucked in the movie.
The one thing I'll complain about... Okay, I know we tried to go past this already.
Uh-huh.
The one thing I'll complain is that there, I didn't feel like there was enough Leonardo. For him being the leader of the Turtles,
yeah.
He really took a back seat to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was weird.
That's how he is.
Yeah. That's Leo. Like, they just listen to him when he speaks.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's not the leader who needs to assert his position.
Okay.
It's that they all understand that he's been designated the leader role. Mm-hmm. And they're like, whatever. We'll do it. I guess when you speak, we'll listen. Because
we're teenagers.
Yeah, because you're our older brother. But whatever.
Yeah. Okay, because like I never read the comics or anything, and it's just that was weird to me. It's like this guy's the leader, but he says nothing.
Yeah, like I know they're a team, but they're not like a team as in like, oh, this is a SWAT force and this is your captain.
Okay.
This is a we're brothers. We have that psychic link.
Alright.
And he only speaks if he needs to tell them to do something.
Okay.
And then occasionally Raph will be like, no.
Who won't do this?
No.
Because I'm moody.
No teen angst, and no.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. So, let's see, picks of the week. TJ, do you have anything for your pick of the week? Anything you want to bring up? Anything you saw?
Nope.
Okay.
Did I see anything?
I don't know.
Nope.
All right. My pick of the week is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this link to this little ceramic pot that's been molded in the shape of a Bulbasaur.
What?
And you could put a bulb in it and grow it. And I thought it was the coolest thing.
That's really cool!
Yeah. You can find them on Shapeways. It's quite expensive.
I think it's 60 bucks at the time of this recording.
Yeah. So, for background, Shapeways is this company where... So, you know, I'm not entirely sure, but you know, like, 3D printing?
Okay.
So, like, you can build your own model, whatever, in like, in CAD space or whatever, and you upload the file to them, and they'll print it and sell it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they take a cut and whatever. But it's all done, out of resin or certain materials, and that's why it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's limited run stuff, and I've only gotten to know them through... A lot of companies like to build... extra accessories like guns or weapons packs for toys.
Oh, and they sell them through there?
Yeah, and they sell them through there. Like, if a customizer wants to do something, but he doesn't want to go, like, all in and make, like, a full production run.
Yeah.
And it's only for a specific niche audience. That's what they do.
Okay.
But that's what this company is. And, they just made this little ceramic Bulbasaur pot. I think it's, like, the size of your palm or your hand.
Oh, that's cute.
And, yeah, you can get them in multiple colors, but, of course, you'd get it in green.
Why would you get it in any other color?
Isn't Bulbasaur kind of like aqua?
He's more green than blue.
Okay.
But he's like, he has some blue in him.
Yeah. Because, like, I know that it comes in, like, all the colors of stone. Yeah. And then it comes in, like, a mint green and a sort of aqua blue. So I don't know which one you would get.
I know he's got, like, those blue spots on him.
Yeah. And you could always put those in yourself with paint.
Yeah.
But no, it's just a really cool idea. And I just wanted to mention it because, especially coming off the back of Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm really into plants.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy a little tree.
Okay.
And then I saw this, and I'm like, a little tree and a Bulbasaur whose bulb I can grow. What has become of me?
Turning into a gardener.
I am. That's sad.
What have you done?
I don't know.
Welcome to the Gardening Cast.
I know. I'll tell you all about it next week. Types of topsoil to use. Yeah.
Gross.
All the fertilizer you need.
Gross.
How you should talk to your plants.
Gross.
But yeah, that was it for my pick of the week. Maybe I'll think of something else, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Yours is...
Oh, I thought you were going to shoot to me, but then you...
Oh, okay, sorry. Hey, Anthony, over there, you! What's your pick of the week, bro? Yo, what's up?
It was a week! You were going to shoot to me, and then you didn't. I was waiting for it.
Oh, because you're staring at me so intently, I'm like, is he just going to jump in?
So Gamescom happened this week.
What's the Gamescom?
So for people who don't know, Gamescom is it's a small video game kind of like E3, kind of like Tokyo Game Show. It's in the middle of those two shows, but it's a lot smaller.
Okay.
And it's more focused on the European audience. And lately, big companies like Sony and Microsoft, they've been having press conferences there as well.
Yeah.
Just to spread out their announcements between the three shows.
Mm-hmm. Is it in Leipzig?
Leipzig, Germany.
Okay.
And so this is it's kind of like, yeah, it's like a stopgap. It's a smaller show. It's not as big as Tokyo Game Show or as E3.
Mm-hmm.
But you still get some really good announcements out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And my picks are some of those announcements. So
your picks is the wrap-up of Gamescom.
Yeah, is the wrap-up of Gamescom. So I'll just start off with like a couple quick ones. So Tomb Raider, this is a pretty big one, was announced at the Microsoft press conference for being Xbox One exclusive.
Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah. So it's the new game. They didn't show any new trailers, any new gameplay.
Wow, that sucks.
They just showed the old trailer where she's in the psychiatrist's office.
And she's wearing the hood?
Yeah, but they showed that. But at the end, it's like exclusively on Xbox One.
Wow.
And I thought that was a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal.
It's a really... the last Tomb Raider has like... It's like critically acclaimed and like fans love it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was my game of the year last year.
It was your game of the year last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of that was because it came with a toy. And I think that might be cheating.
No! It's the best 3D Metroidvania to come out in the last 5 years.
Okay. And yeah, this is a big game, and this was a pretty big announcement. I thought this was like objectively the biggest announcement. I guess like for people who want to see who like wins like a game show or something,
mm-hmm.
I thought this was like a pretty big announcement. Yeah. It's most likely going to be a timed exclusive.
I thought it was already confirmed.
Was it? I haven't read that if it's confirmed or not.
I think it's a confirmed.
Okay, game. Yeah, because usually these like big AAA games like they'll go exclusive for about a year, and then they'll get
yeah, it's like a year or two.
Yeah.
And then when they say other platforms, that could just mean PC.
It could mean PC, yeah. Cause, well, Microsoft has the PC market, so if you release on Windows, it's still Microsoft exclusive.
No, but they count that as not being a thing, right? Because I know Rise,
the Gladiator game?
Yeah, that's a timed exclusive.
Okay.
And when they announced where it was going, they said, yeah, it's going to PC.
That game sucks, though.
Yeah, so I don't know. So, and when he said, because I believe I read the press release, it was like, yeah, our exclusivity deal is very similar to Rise and Dead Rising 3.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that means that they're both going to go to PlayStation 4 or if they're just going to PC.
Okay.
But who knows?
Also, Blizzard came out with a new CG trailer.
Hot.
For their new World of Warcraft expansion.
Those CG trailers always look good.
Yeah, so the Warlords of Draenor. It's focused more on the orcs and
On the orcs.
And I don't know if there's going to be another level cap raise or anything, but man, that trailer looks sick.
Does it make you want to play WoW?
No.
Okay, well then it doesn't do anything.
It looks really cool. It makes me wish there was like Blizzard made like a World of Warcraft movie,
mm-hmm.
so I could like see the lore. Like I like the lore of World of Warcraft.
So do I.
Of Warcraft in general, but I just have no interest in playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
But that's worth it just to check out the trailer.
Okay.
BioWare announced a new game.
Yeah, they've been emailing me teasers about that for
the past couple weeks. Yeah, it's called Shadow Realms.
Yeah.
It seems kind of MMO-y. But there's apparently a mode similar to the new Fable game where you play as the Shadow Lord and you can mess up people as they're playing and going through it.
Yeah.
So I guess it's maybe like a darker version of Fables, but I haven't really dug more into it.
Yeah. I really like this trend of the competitive co-op.
Yeah.
Because there was a time when, like, every game had a horde mode, and then for, like, the past 3 years, they all just vanished.
Yeah.
And I've been kind of like, oh, I'm sad.
Left 4 Dead started, you could play as the monsters and stuff like
that. Yeah, and then there was Gears of War, and then there's everything that happened after that, and then nothing.
Yeah, and those are really fun. It's just weird how it just dropped off.
Like, suddenly no one cared anymore, and it was all Call of Duty again.
Yo, man, got this M16.
I know. I was really disappointed. I was like, I used to love playing Gears of War.
That was really cool. I was really, like, when you got Gears of War 2.
Yeah.
And it had, was Gears of War 2 the one with where you could first,
No, 3.
3, where you could build the emplacements and stuff? Yeah. I was pretty jealous. Like, that looked so fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was good. So, Bioware is coming out with a new game.
Yeah.
There is also, where is it? Which one am I talking? So, at the Sony press conference, they announced some other things. They had this game called Rime. It's a new indie game. The art style is very reminiscent of Wind Waker, Zelda Wind Waker.
Uh-huh.
Very vibrant colors, cel shaded kind of look.
Yeah.
It seems like a mix to me. To me, it seems like a mix between, like Ico and Wind Waker. So it's a lot of exploration and stuff.
Okay.
And I'm pretty excited to see more just because of the way that game looks. Like, I'm kind of a sucker for just visual aesthetics alone.
Okay.
And it looks pretty cool. I recommend checking out the trailer.
So, does it look like Journey, then?
No.
No?
Well, less sand.
Okay.
Like, a lot less sand.
Okay.
That game had a lot of sand.
It also had a lot of snow.
It also had... Oh, yeah.
It also had a lot of water.
And a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that game was cool. Next, they had a new trailer for Bloodborne. New game from the From Software
boys. I bet that game looked fantastic.
I
thought so.
According to people who got to play it, or at least got to see gameplay of it, it is very similar to the Souls games. It is the dark, dreary, hardcore third-person action game, but it's a lot faster.
Yeah.
It's a lot more action-based rather than kind of like parry and
mm-hmm.
strategery. The one thing about From Software is, like, I don't know how they keep making up these really gross, weird monster designs. Because
mm-hmm.
some of the stuff in this trailer looks horrifying, and
yeah.
they're all brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy. They got, like, some messed up people working on art over there.
Yeah. Here's the thing about that game. I know everybody's hyped for it, and I know it looks great. But what if this is really just Dirge of Cerberus 2?
I would cry. Because that game was terrible.
Because every time I look at it, I'm like, yeah, that's what this game was going to be, right? Yeah.
No, I am very worried. Because, like, when I first saw Bloodborne, I had flashbacks. Like,
yeah.
Vietnam flashbacks. But of Dirge of Cerberus. And, man, that game was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be that, but what if?
What if? Well, what if I'm going to waste $60 on Dirge of Cerberus 2? God damn it. also, they had... some Metal Gear stuff.
Great.
They're
yeah.
kind of showing the more wacky side of Metal Gear. They're like, you saw old, like, Big Boss put ashes on his face and try and stab a kid. So here's,
yeah.
like, the light stuff. Here's, like, you... So they showed off their new box tech.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Okay.
So you can call in a box, right? And it airdrops down in a metal box. And then you get a box. A cardboard box, which is weird.
You're being serious?
Yeah. So if you call, I need a cardboard box. It comes down in a metal crate. The crate opens up to reveal the cardboard box.
Oh.
And also, your box can be upgraded.
Oh.
You can have it with additional folds. So you can have, like, a... You know in Metal Gear when you drop, like, a nudie mag?
Mm-hmm.
And all the guards go after it,
mm-hmm.
and they just become oblivious to everything else?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that, but on your box.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stand up in the box, and then a flap goes down. It's a picture of a lady in a bikini.
Huh.
Or you can do it, like, landscape-wise, where she's laying down on the ground, and then the guys come.
Wow. This has gone too far.
It has gone too far. And then also, now, when you get spotted in the box, it's kind of not, like, game over. Because when you get spotted in a box, and the guy comes, if you take off the box, then he's like, oh my god.
Yeah.
But now you can, like, the box has, like, I guess, like, punch-out sides.
Yeah.
So you can kind of dive out the back.
Uh-huh.
And then crawl away, and then they'll check the box, and there's nothing in there.
That sounds dumb.
It's super dumb.
Because if I was looking at a box, and someone rolled out the back, I don't think I wouldn't see them.
Well, a lot of these guys are really focused on this box. They're like, whoa, it's a cardboard box.
I don't care how big this box is. If someone rolled out the... First of all, if someone punched through one of the walls, I think... I wouldn't have to see that to know what happened.
You just hear it.
Well, the box would jutter, would it not?
Boom! It does jutter, yes.
Yeah.
You pretty much rip off the sides of the box.
Yeah.
And you just, like, you do a tuck and roll, like, action dive.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Also, you can get into a PS4 box.
Oh.
But the PS4 box is only big enough to fit on your head.
So okay.
So I don't know what that's going to
do. Scale, sure. All right.
But then they also use that same trick to reveal that Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes and The Phantom Pain will be headed to Steam.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't remember if they said it was on Xbox One as well.
Yeah.
Is
those games on
yeah?
Xbox.
Okay, so yeah, it's coming out on all platforms. It's coming out
yeah.
on PC and everything. So that's pretty good.
Actually, the original Phantom Pain reveal was that for Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, when we still thought it was like Pokemon Red Blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. But yeah, now it's coming to Steam, so you can mm-hmm. play it on your PC, all you Master Race kids. Mm-hmm. Then the last, I guess, was it PlayStation?
Yeah.
The last PlayStation announcement was a new horror game called PT.
Sweet.
It was an interactive trailer, which turned out to be a new Silent Hill game by Hideo Kojima, also of Metal Gear fame, or who is the Metal Gear, and Guillermo del Toro. You might know him from Pacific Rim, because he's the best. And they teamed up to make a new Silent Hill game called Silent Hills. It has Norman Reedus. How do you say his name?
Reedus.
From The Walking Dead, the crossbow dude. And he's the main character. And the quote from Kojima was, they're trying to make a Silent Hill game that'll make you shit your pants.
Yeah.
That is like the literal translation. And watch it, like, if you can watch the whole PT demo, or you can play it on your PS4. It's a free download. It's pretty scary. But they said the final game will be a lot different from this interactive teaser. But that game really messes with, it's not, it's a lot of psychological scares. And it kind of makes you not want to just be in this hallway that you're in. It's a really cool thing. If you don't have the ability to play it, like on a PlayStation, I recommend watching the videos. The only thing is that it's very frustrating to watch people play it for the first time, because it has a lot of very, I guess, like obtuse puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, there's one, it's just like a pixel hunt for picture pieces.
Wow.
It's, that's like the really? Most, yeah, that's the most annoying one. And they don't, the game never, like, hints or tells you that you need to find these pieces or that they even exist. There's other cool to contextual things, like, there's a picture frame with a blue cross on it, like the PlayStation cross button, and it said gouge it out.
Yeah.
So you look at the picture, press X, and then something happens. And so there's, like, cool stuff like that. But a lot of the puzzles are very trial and error. And the pixel hunt one is just so annoying because they do not tell you need to have it. So hopefully that stuff is not all throughout.
Yeah, let's hope the game's not like that, because I don't think that would work.
Yeah. Most people, like, they're really scared for, like, the first 30 minutes, and they go through it until they get to the part where the only way to progress is to do the pixel hunt.
Yeah.
And then they don't know what to do, because they don't know there is a pixel hunt. They don't know that it's supposed to happen. Right?
Okay.
So that's really annoying. But it's a pretty freaky game.
Okay. Are you excited for it?
Yeah, I'm, like, I like the Silent Hills on the PS2. But Homecoming wasn't so good. And,
Four?
Was it Downpour?
Oh, yeah, it's Downpour.
Downpour? Yeah. I never played it, but I saw, like, apparently people really... really hate that game.
Okay.
I just think it's terrible. But I like it back in two, three, and four.
Yeah.
Where it was more like messing with the character in the player's head. Like stuff like four with like you have your apartment, which is usually your safe haven, but your save point can get infected by ghosts in your apartment, and then like stuff like that. Like it kind of messes with you and what the norms that you think the game works as. So hopefully it's more like psychological horror rather than look a monster,
Just from everything you've told me, it's not that I don't have faith in Kojima or anything. I mean, I don't, but I just don't think this is going to be a game.
You think it's going to be like some weird tech demo that's like 8 hours long?
No, I think he's going to release like a 5-hour movie.
Maybe, I can see that. I just think so Metal Gear is his own thing.
Yeah.
I just think for like a Silent Hill,
yeah,
someone needs to put a leash on him. Like...
But I don't think they will. They just gave him the keys to Silent Hill.
They gave him the keys to Silent Hill. And then Guillermo del Toro has cool ideas, but he's never really made a game.
Yeah, and everything that... Yeah, okay, when filmmakers talk about Kojima, they talk about all his, I guess a lot of his cinematography skills. Not quite his game design skills.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, he's doing some great things for that medium. I'm like, well, yeah, but that's not really what the medium's there for.
Yeah, the medium's there for you to play it. Yeah. And, a lot of his stuff is really janky.
Yeah, and the last game he put out was... Four, and that was...
Four was good. I liked Four. But it was still...
Moments that you got to play it, sure. But
it was still three-fourths a movie.
Yeah. And I'm just afraid that this game's going to be even more than that.
That'll be very disappointing if a lot of the scary portions are movie-based. But, in this one, there were no cinematics except for the end. And they had a lot of really interesting and unique scares in there.
Yeah.
That I haven't really seen in other games.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? I'm being down on it from the get-go, but whatever.
Do you even like Kojima?
Not really, not anymore.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I like Guillermo, but he's never made a game.
What if there's a giant robot in it?
Then it wouldn't be something else. We're talking about something else entirely.
True. And then the last pick I have is of kind of my game of the show.
Oh.
Is Quantum Break.
Oh, this is that Xbox
one. Yeah, it's the new Remedy game.
Yeah, okay.
Max Payne dudes.
All right.
This is the game that is tying into they have also a Quantum Break TV show.
Right.
That's going to be releasing. And so it's like you play the game and then you can watch a TV show and the two intertwine.
Yeah.
But the cool thing I like is the time mechanics they have. Your character's name is James Joyce, and you get in some sort of accident that lets you control time.
Yeah.
And it allows you to do things from, say, like just stop time right then and there for a brief moment and then run to another area. But the cool thing is that you can stop time around specific things.
Oh.
So I can freeze you in time and then pump a bunch of bullets at you. And then when it unfreezes, the bullets all hit you at once.
Mm.
And, like, kind of unique stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it works. There's also the time stuff works into the story because since time is collapsing on itself, it's going to destroy, like, the universe, I guess.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to fix it because of this accident that lets you control time.
All right.
And so sometimes you'll get into kind of, like, ripples where you can't control time and it just stops and these things happen. But you can also fight people. There are people who can also work within that realm of freeze time.
Wow.
But you can also stop time within the stopped time.
Oh.
So it's really weird, and I don't know how they're going to explain that.
Can they stop my time?
They can't stop. Okay, so you have the power to control it. They only have technology that allows them to act within stop time.
Oh.
So they wear like a suit
that
like distorts time.
Okay.
But, like, you get to stop their time within stopped time.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it's getting really weird, like, just conceptually of how to think about it.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to the story, because, like, my favorite thing about Alan Wake was the story.
That was the best part of Alan Wake.
But every time I had to play Alan Wake, I hated it.
You hated all of it?
I did not enjoy playing Alan Wake, and that's why I never finished it.
Oh. I liked the mechanics, I just thought it was very repetitive.
It was. Like, these guys are covered in darkness, you get the light at them. I thought that was really cool. But eventually, when it's just like, here are 50 dudes that you cannot shoot unless you first either A, have a flare, and just do AoE light burn.
Yeah.
Or just constantly run away and try and peck at them. It became more annoying than anything. I guess, like, maybe scary that maybe they were trying to go for.
Yeah, I was just really good, so.
Just the best.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't like actually playing Alan Wake.
Yeah, after a while it got repetitive.
And those are pretty much all my big, or the ones that I thought were pretty noteworthy. Nintendo announced a new 3DS bundle with Smash Bros.
It looks cool.
It's got, like, a lot of characters on a DS.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me regret buying a 3DS so early.
Oh, I don't know if you bought it too early.
But they got all these cool colors now.
Yeah, but I think what Nintendo's shown is that they're always going to do a new 3DS for every new game.
Yeah, true.
It was a fire. Because, I mean, when I bought mine, I regretted it because I wanted the Fire Emblem one.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, and Microsoft announced a new bundle for their Xbox One.
Okay.
It comes with Sunset Overdrive.
It's white.
Yeah, it's a white Xbox One.
It has two bundles.
And it has a terabyte hard drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that second bundle?
The Advanced Warfare
one. Oh, the Call of Duty one with the two-tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
the one was cool. One side's gunmetal, the other side's black.
Yeah, and it's got like some like warning military
stickers. Yeah, I like the idea of that one. I just don't like Call of Duty.
I just don't think I could have that one forever.
Yeah, the white one is just nice and white.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't say Sunset Overdrive on it.
This one has like Call of Duty logo on it and stuff like that.
Yeah, but again, buyer's remorse. I shouldn't have bought an Xbox One so early, right?
Okay. But yeah, I think maybe I'll get that one to go with my white PS4.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I'm like, maybe I should just get a black PS4 then.
Because you already got the black Xbox.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah. Just to see, add on to all your things, some small stuff that I saw. Witcher 3 has a card game inside of it.
What?
Yep.
Can I cut dudes in half in the card game?
I don't know, but I think it plays like Yu-Gi-Oh. So, actually, I don't know what it plays
so
like.
So it's terrible.
I don't know what it plays like, but not only is the card game digital, it's also physical.
What?
If you get the collector's edition of The Witcher 3 on Xbox One only,
okay,
you get, I think it's 200 cards to play this card game.
Are they like, is that the whole set?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like, you get 200 cards, but they're random. No, and everybody gets different cards.
No.
Okay.
That's the whole set.
Okay.
So it must be something like the Final Fantasy card games.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Right? Because those ones only had a couple hundred cards,
yeah,
if I recall. And it must be a simple card game.
That's pretty cool. That's a cool special.
It's a cool special. I'm curious as to why it's only Xbox One.
I'm sure there's some exclusive deal there.
But yeah, I mean, whatever. And then the final thing is the Xbox One announced their August update, and it's got me so pumped. And you're going to be like, really? Why? Because it doesn't do with games at all. So
you're excited for an update?
Yeah.
Like a software update?
Yeah, I'm so excited. So you guys know I love my PlayStation 3 because I use it for everything, right?
Netflix, YouTube.
Yeah, it fulfilled that. Well, they had the slogan, right? It only does everything?
Yeah, it only does everything.
Yeah. Well, it almost does everything. There's things that it doesn't do that I wish it did. But, yeah, it works as a streaming device. It works as a hard drive reader, whatever. And I always have it on because I'm usually streaming from it or watching stuff on it. And one of my biggest disappointments of both the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 was that they removed all media center capabilities with these systems because they really wanted to promote their streaming services.
Yeah.
The Xbox One has announced, or the Microsoft guys have announced, we're going to bring all that back, but we're going to make it even better. And we're going to turn it into, like, the most advanced media box you have.
Oh, I think I heard about this. Like, they're bringing back all the pirate codecs.
Yes.
So you just play, like, MKVs off your Xbox.
More than that, you can play straight-up TS files. So, like, the actual ripped Blu-rays, you can just straight-up play on your Xbox One.
Wow.
Yeah. And a lot of the slogans I read were like, yeah, Microsoft's just advocating piracy. But I'm like, whatever.
This is the best.
This is the best. And then, because it's the Xbox One, if it needs to convert, it'll just do it on the fly within the system.
That's cool.
Right?
Oh, sick.
So when I saw that, I'm like, and I can stream it? I'm like, jeez. I think it's time to retire my PlayStation 3.
Well, they're really going for that media center thing with the whole
with
their whole TV integration and stuff like that, too. Oh. Have you hooked up your TV to your Xbox yet or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's right beside my cable box.
But you haven't just taken the coax cable out?
No. You mean the HDMI?
Oh, it's HDMI? Okay.
Yeah. I haven't taken it out.
Why?
Yeah. But no, so that excites me. People are like, wow, Vince, you're an idiot. But
whatever, man, I can play all my legally bought shows.
When I saw MKV and .ts, I was like, wow.
They just don't care.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, sweet.
Yeah, whoever made that idea pass,
like,
applaud.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Like,
did the world a favor.
All that anime, I don't need to re-encode anymore.
Bye-bye. What is it, Handbrake?
Yeah, if I need true Blu-ray quality rips, I got them. Yeah, I just need more hard drives now.
I heard you can use external hard drives as internal hard drives?
Yeah, if you just plug it in.
But it has to be USB 3.0?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it has to... Because that's how their system runs, right? Everything... Even if you have a disk, it always installs to the drive. And they want to make sure there's nothing limiting your performance.
Okay.
So.
That's cool. I should get like a 4 terabyte 3.0. Just like a naked drive.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can buy adapters that convert the SATA to USB.
Yeah. But would you have to plug it into a wall?
Nope.
Oh, they're all USB powered?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good then.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Okay, I think that's it for the picks of the week.
Yeah, that's my picks. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Sweet.
Oh, if you wanted to check out some of the trailers,
mm-hmm.
I did like a mini wrap-up of the press conferences on the site.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to typev3.podbean.com,
mm-hmm.
you can check out like a little write-up plus some trailers.
Cool. Sweet.
Hello, listeners. Do you enjoy hearing Anthony talk about his digital dreams, Vince's plastic preferences, or my cardboard crack addiction? Well, we'd like to hear about all your pastimes, too. Send us some letters at tniab.letters@gmail.com. After all, your letters are part of the coolest things in the world, too.
How's your week, Vince?
My week? My week has been,
somber.
Pretty okay. I beat Guacamelee Super Championship
Turbo
Edition.
Okay.
Or Super Turbo Championship Edition. That's a short game.
It was short even without that extra level.
I know.
Yeah, I beat mine in 4 hours.
It's ours about 3.
Yeah, so, I think you're right. You go to an extra level and you fight a dude. The 3-skeleton dude.
Yeah.
And he has a rock concert. And that's how you...
Oh, it's a rock concert?
With, like, cool. Strobe lights and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
And that's his boss battle.
Yeah.
It's cool. You guys didn't know about Intensio, right?
No, Intensio never happened for us.
So Intensio is pretty awesome. It's a super-powered mode. It makes the last boss so easy.
Okay.
Because I have this... I think I bought the one upgrade where the bar fills faster to charge.
Yeah.
And I think the boss has an attack where he has, like, 2 pink beams.
Yeah.
If you jump and you just keep attacking in between that section while you're in Intensio, your bar keeps refilling. You're doing, like, the super multiplier damage, and he'll never hit you because you're not falling.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So you just sit there and you just keep mashing the attack button. Yeah.
That's dumb.
And then I beat it.
Yo, Intensio game breaking.
Yeah. And then I realized I didn't even go collecting these mask pieces.
Yeah, so there's a lot of collectibles in that game, and, like, platforming gets kind of nuts.
Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't want to collect it, so I just looked up the ending. And they're like, oh, you're alive.
Oh, yeah, you get a new ending when you collect everything.
Yeah, and she just opens her eyes.
I didn't do that either.
Yeah, so...
You did it?
Yeah, I was like, I need to know what this is.
Why didn't you just look it up?
I didn't think of that.
Did you get an achievement for it, at least?
You do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like one of the biggest achievements you get.
Okay.
It must be like a gold on the
I didn't know that when I was doing it, though.
Oh, okay. You just needed to know?
Oh, you were just so compelled by the narrative that you had to know.
I had to.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Again, like, it's a fantastic game, but no guns means it can't be my favorite. So, there you have it. I also started Dishonored about, like, an hour and a half in, maybe 2 hours in. You beat this game, right?
Yeah,
the game's bad. Okay. He says
it's bad. That game's bad.
I like it a lot. It's kind of like what I wanted from Bioshock.
Okay.
Where there's more emphasis on upgrading my skills, and...
Yeah, like, do you feel like you have a reason to use your different skills, or...?
Not quite yet, because I only have Blink.
True. It's all you need, but whatever. Yeah.
But, I do like how I have, the different crossbow stuff. I like how it's not just a corridor shooter.
Okay.
Like, I have different paths I can go, I have places I can explore. Like, it's my favorite type of... It's like, what do you call it? Condensed open world.
It's very instanced open world.
Like, I as much as I like open world, like Skyrim, my favorite types of games are... Like these smaller, really dense, packed worlds.
You get a really packed level.
Uh huh.
But you still get like all the options and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
So, like, I've always liked that kind of setup. Remains to be seen whether or not I will like the game here on out. I think the way the plot is handled at the beginning is very cliche and very contrived.
Oh, look, you got framed for murder.
Yeah. So that part was like, whatever. That they need a reason for me to be. Dishonored.
Ah, boom!
But what really threw me off is when we're like, we're friends, we're here to help you. And there is this whole little setup of people who are there just to support you. And the way they make it sound is like, we've been planning to upstage this new regent. I'm like, the queen just died.
Like, literally just
died. How have you been planning this? Are you secretly in on this just so you can make me your superhero? Oh, by the way, where did superpowers come from? I'm just sleeping, and suddenly, boom, I'm going to give you powers.
Yeah, the dead guy was like, yo, bro.
Yeah. So there's a lot of questionable things with the plot that I'm just like, I get it. They needed to put this in there so that they could fulfill their game mechanics.
Uh-huh.
But it is hard to ignore how ham-fisted it all is.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's cool. I don't think the gunplay and the swordplay is quite as sharp as I'd like it to be.
It doesn't get better.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think it does either. But it's serviceable enough, and between all the other powers I've seen that you can get, I don't know how much I'm going to rely on it.
You won't be using it
in the future. So I can understand why they didn't try and refine it more. But yeah, no, it seems like a cool game. It does have the thing I hate the most, where they have like the score at the end of each mission.
Oh, it's just like, you did it the best. Yeah. Or you did it almost the best.
I just wish they didn't have that. I hate it when they do that.
Does it make you want to go back?
It makes you feel like, it doesn't make me want to go back, but it makes you feel like I missed something.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't like that feeling. I just want it to progress. That's all. Mm-hmm. They've started to hand out some side quests, some moral ambiguity, kind of like, can you save this person? Can you do that? Who knows if I'll do that?
Think about it.
When I get there, if he's being an asshole, then we'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's an interesting game. And then other small stuff. I went to IKEA. I bought some shelves.
All the glass ones?
Yeah, some D12s.
Those are nice.
Set them up. And I put my toys in them.
Wow.
That was cool.
Is there lights in them?
No, I gotta buy lights.
Okay.
Like LED strips.
Okay. Those are nice shelves.
Yeah, they were $60.
I wanna take them.
Each. Steal them. Because they price dropped.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, my shelf's like fake wood and whatever. And mine's like $30.
Yeah. I think they're originally $80, and then they're like, oh, new lower price, $59.99.
Okay.
So I got a pair. Black with glass walls. It's cool. And then I was building more model kits and stuff, and I decided to buy something called Top Coat.
All right.
I used this Top Coat thing. I should have been using it earlier.
What does it do?
So what it does is, it depends on the finish you got, but I got flat Top Coat. So when you're done building, you basically spray everything.
With a Top Coat?
Yeah. Okay. Stickers and all. Except for clear parts. Mm. You got to take those off. But you spray it all. And what it does is it removes the cheap plasticky sheen on your model kit. Mm-hmm. And you know when you have like nub marks and they're kind of like scuffed on the edges?
Yeah.
It'll hide those. Oh, cool. But the best part is it makes it look like you painted your model kit.
Without actually painting? Yeah,
because it has the painted finish. And it looks like you just color matched it really good.
That's cool.
Also, if you have like stickers and decals on, the seam lines will be smoothed out.
Oh, cool.
So it'll look like they're just tampoed on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. Top Coat.
Recommend?
I recommend Top Coat.
Go to your local model store.
It's a bit expensive. It's like $10 a can, and the can isn't very big.
Oh. Like how big? Like, give me a visual reference that our listeners won't see.
Like...
Wow, what the hell?
Yeah. So it's,
damn.
What is that?
Use like one every, like a Coke can?
Yeah, okay, like a Coke can, yeah. And, from reports I've seen, depending on how many coats you use, it'll get you through like 3 high grades.
What?
Yeah.
$10.
Yeah, so it's not exactly the best value. But it looks cool.
Alright.
I suggest using it only on the kits you really like.
So I was looking at some of my kits, and a lot of the stickers are like falling off.
Yeah, so what it does is you do top coat last, so it seals in the paint that you've added. It seals in the stickers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I should have got some top coat.
You should have got some top coat.
On a rebuy a high grade I have, because the way I built it the first time looks like trash.
Yeah, your first one's always garbage. I think that's it. I mean, I watched some SDCC panels. That's really it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm done. That's my week. It was alright.
Oh, I played some League.
Again.
Never stop. Can't stop this train.
Mm.
I think I'm done for a while now.
Really?
Because I ranked up into a position I'm comfortable with. And so I'm like, okay, I can take a break. Because like for the longest time, I was always on like the edge of promoting.
You promoted.
And so I finally promoted. So now I'm like, alright, cool. I'm gonna actually play something else now. And that's... like, I'm finally... I've been released into the wild.
Wow.
I feel so free. Wow. And with that freedom, I played Saints Row 4.
Oh. That's a bit of a disappointment.
So I bought... So it turns out the Season Pass is still up on the store.
Okay.
PlayStation Store. So I bought the Season Pass for $10, and it got me the two story DLCs and a new weapon. I guess quickly, the new weapon's called the Rectifier. It's a alien probing weapon.
Where, I was going to say, it sounds like Rectum, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, you stick this giant stick up someone's butt, and then you shoot them off into the sky, and they explode like fireworks.
So, it's a close quarters gun?
It's a close quarters stick.
Oh, okay.
Then you then shoot.
Okay.
Yeah. So the two big DLC, the story DLCs, are called Enter the Dominatrix and The Saints Save Christmas.
Cute.
So Enter the Dominatrix was originally supposed to be made for Saints Row 3, but it got canceled. And then they started working on Saints Row 4.
Oh, okay.
And so the way they style this, it's like a deleted scenes of a movie.
Yeah.
So you talk, or the cutscenes are the characters in the game talking like they're actors.
Oh.
And being like, oh man, I remember this scene. We were trying to do this. And they're like on a talk show. And it's really cool. And then you go in and play the missions that they have left over from Enter the Dominatrix.
Yeah.
And so how the story starts out is that you were supposed to fight Saints Row 4's main villain, Zinyak, the alien. But you beat him like super fast.
Oh.
And then you get superpowers, right? So this is where all the superpower stuff came from this DLC. And then a dominatrix takes over. Is trying to turn everybody into her pets. And so you fight, like, gimps.
Whoa.
And, like, people in leather suits.
Oh.
You have to chuck... Like, one of the missions is to chuck furries into dominatrix cages. It's, like, it's very jokey sexual.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you have a horse race. But your horse is a guy gagged and bound to a cart.
Cute.
And you have to blow up other carts.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Kind of.
Just a little bit. So I want to spoil this fully.
Yeah.
Because, like, the sheer lunacy of this DLC is has to be heard.
Yeah.
So if you want to play it, I'm giving you fair warning right now.
I don't want to play it.
The listeners. I'm not gonna
they don't want to play it.
They want to play it.
Nah.
So at the end of the game, you team up with an alien group of velociraptors that talk.
Oh,
and you fight the dominatrix, and then because the dominatrix was like terrorizing them, they see you as heroes. So humans are heroes in this velociraptor planet, and they give you whatever wish they want. Okay. So they all the saints get some wishes. This one girl, Shandi, becomes the velociraptor queen.
Okay,
and then at the end of the game, you ride off into the sunset. On a velociraptor.
Wow.
Doing the... With the song, what's that dinosaur song? It's like, boom, boom, chaka-laka-laka-boom. And it's like, everybody do the dinosaur. And no. The velociraptor is singing that old 80s song.
Not ringing a bell.
Well, one person becomes a velociraptor bride, and then you escape a simulation by riding velociraptors.
Okay.
And that was crazy. And so... The whole time during that mission, because it's like this deleted scenes thing, and they're like, listen, this was too crazy for Saints Row.
Yeah.
And we're still going to show you.
Okay.
And it was worth it. It was pretty cool. Also, some of the cutscenes in it are like, they're more storyboards than actual full cutscenes.
Cool.
So you see like animated 2D like storyboards, and they have like the, you know, like when you see raw film footage, they have like the timers at the top and like stuff like that. They have all that there too. So I thought that was a pretty... interesting piece of DLC. Like
that does sound cool.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, no, I like the sound of that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
You like velociraptors?
No, I like the whole behind the scenes stuff. Okay.
Yeah, and they have a lot of in jokes from like past Saints Row and stuff. But and then the other one is The Saints Save Christmas.
Oh yeah.
And so, at the end of Saints Row 4, you defeated Zinyak. You are in control of his ship and his simulation. And you're just kind of floating through space because Earth got blown up at the beginning of the game.
Mm.
That's why you have superpowers, if you don't know. Oh. Because you're not in the real world. You're in a simulation of the real world that he's trapped you in.
Okay.
And he blew up Earth. So Earth doesn't exist. And you're like the last remaining humans. But so what happens is that it turns out like Santa Claus was real. And Zinyak had trapped him in his in his simulation.
Okay.
So you have to go and save Santa Claus and bring back the spirit of Christmas to the virtual world.
Huh.
So you go to the North Pole, you go to like kind of Christmassy Steelport, and so there's an evil Santa in the future, kind of like the Terminator, where there is no more Christmas cheer, so everyone is naughty, and so he tries to kill everybody every Christmas, kind of like the Futurama Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shondi, one of the characters, she comes back from the future to warn you, kind of like how in the Terminator you warn Sarah, whatever her face is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor.
Okay.
And it's almost exactly like like Terminator, but you then save Christmas. So you have to spread holiday cheer to the citizens of Steelport, and then along the way, you as the boss who doesn't believe in Santa Claus learns the true meaning of Christmas.
Wow.
And they're like very self aware that it's super tacky.
Wow.
And it's pretty funny. If you'll remember, there's that one Christmas movie where the kid wants a BB gun, and they always tell him they'll shoot his eye out.
No.
The old one. Do you remember that one? I forget the name. But you get a BB gun in the first mission. Okay. And you have to shoot down Santa Claus.
Yeah.
The bullet deflects, and you shoot your eye.
Wow.
And then half of the screen goes black. Wow. And stuff like that. What else is there? You meet Mrs. Claus, and she's kind of like a gun-toting maniac.
She probably would be.
You get to ride around the Santa's sleigh.
Oh,
and deliver presents to houses and shoot coal at people's houses who are naughty.
Wow.
But the sleigh is called Sleigh One, kind of like the President of the United States jet is Air Force One.
Oh, okay.
So it's
Sleigh
One. It's pretty good. And like, yeah, that one's more of a, like, I can't explain it like I do with Enter the Dominatrix.
Mm-hmm.
This one's more of an experience.
It's
very short. And like, I love Christmas. I love Christmas music. I love everything to do with Christmas. And so this was like right up my alley.
Okay.
You also get a tacky Christmas sweater with a snowman on it. It looks like grandma made it.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome.
No.
So Saints Row 4 is like the best game to come out last year.
I disagree.
And everyone should play it.
I disagree. The world disagrees.
2 years in a row, Saints Row games have won my best game of the year.
Was 3 really just the year before it?
I think so, if I remember correctly.
Wow, they just pumped them out.
They reused most of the assets, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, that's been my new game. I've been trying to finish Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
The HD remake.
Yeah.
I'm on Neverland, so I think I'm near the end.
Game was fun.
The game's hard.
Neverland.
Peter Pan.
Right.
Yeah, I just beat Monstro and the...
I hated
Monster. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, that's where I'm at right now. Nightmare Before Christmas.
That one's good.
That's my favorite.
I hate that boss battle.
Which one?
The boogeyman?
Yeah, where you fight the boogeyman on the roulette wheel, and you have to like trap him in the cage.
Oh, right. I hate
that boss battle so much.
It's a gimmick battle.
I hate it.
Are you playing on hard?
No, I'm playing on normal.
Jump.
Yeah, and so like there's an achievement in that game to beat the game without using a continue.
Yeah.
I just said F it.
Just go to easy.
No, because then I don't get the trophy for beating it on normal.
It's one or the other, man.
Wait, did you answer the question so you level up quicker in the beginning and then slower?
I did, what was it?
The average one? Or it's just...
I did sword and magic.
No, there's other questions.
You know when they ask you, like, 3 questions?
I don't remember what, like, if you told me what the answers were, I'd probably tell you what
I answered. I wish I knew.
They said, like, what's your favorite part of a journey? The beginning, the middle,
yeah,
the
end. Those questions.
Yeah. I have mine so that I level up super fast at the end. But the beginning? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so, like, I feel like I'm underleveled, so maybe I pick the one where I level up fast at the end. Because, like, I'm, like, level, like, 30-something, like, 35. And everybody, like, Peter Pan, I just picked him up, he's, like, level 40. I'm like, okay,
I think I might have picked level up quicker in the beginning, because I figured, I'm going to finish this really fast. So, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, that game's hard.
I can't wait for the second one.
I haven't beat the second one yet.
Really? Like, just in general? So I never beat the first one.
What? But you beat the second one?
I got to the final boss.
Yeah.
And I got to his second form, where he's a big thing, before he turns into a spaceship.
All right.
And I just couldn't beat it. Like, I couldn't beat it as a kid.
Wow.
Like, I didn't have enough potions. Like, I just couldn't do it. And so I just YouTubed it.
Oh. I just... Oh, I don't think we tackled that one until we beat Sephiroth at level to 100.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
I went in at, like, 60.
Oh, yeah. We went in at 100.
Oh, okay. But yeah, Kingdom Hearts 2 I beat. That game's fun.
That game looked a lot more fun.
The different forms makes the battles a lot
more
interesting.
Yeah. And then just the fact that, like, the combat system is a lot more forgiving. Like, if you miss an attack, you're not just left open for, like, 30 seconds. Like, oh no, look, I can't do anything. I get hit. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah. So I use Arrow.
Arrow.
The shield, the barrier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that move.
Arrow guy.
That's really good. I don't have Arrow. I don't have Arrow guy.
Oh, man.
What are you doing?
I'm not there yet, man, because it's all story-based.
Arrow guy. I think for that one, you have to collect a certain amount of Dalmatians. Yeah, so I didn't get it.
I just got Grabaga.
I never used
that. No, that's so useless. I think it's Stop.
Stop doesn't work on bosses, though.
I've never used that either.
Or is it Haste?
Is there Haste?
What does Haste do? You don't move faster, do you?
There's something to do with time.
Is Haste in 2? Because I don't have it in 1. I have Stop.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. Okay.
Yeah, but this game's hard.
What? Like,
really hard.
What?
I'm dying all the time.
What?
I think I should have went Shield.
What?
To get some more health.
Wait. Which one did you give up?
I gave up Shield.
And you?
I took Magic and Sword. Sword primary, Magic secondary, gave up Shield.
Yeah, I do.
So I have 8 MP bars. But I have, like, my MP bar is longer than my health bar.
Yeah, that's how it's done.
Yeah.
But wait, Sword is your primary?
Yeah. I'm like a melee mage. I have this one finisher where I do an uppercut and a magic barrier surrounds me.
Yeah.
It's an AoE attack and it does more damage based on how much MP I have.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I've been using that. I just learned guard at like level 34.
Well, you don't need guard. All you need is roll.
All you need is fly.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting that soon. I'll get it when I finish the Peter Pan level.
Super glide, I mean.
Super glide, so you go fast.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Square, right?
Yeah.
I got high jump.
That's
my least favorite level in that is the Little Mermaid.
Oh, I hated that level.
Oh, that was fine.
Like fighting Ursula
sucks. Yeah, that was easy.
I just glitched behind her. Because you can glitch behind her head, and then she can't attack you, only with the thunder, and then you just boil on the back of her head.
Right.
But yeah, that game's I remember that game differently.
It's about the same for me.
Pretty aged.
Yeah.
Came out like 2002.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
It was exciting, yeah.
2003.
3? Okay.
Because 2 was 2005.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Are you going to go through a Chain of Memories?
Oh, yeah,
maybe. Chain of Memories. I think I might have to go, I still have to go through Final Fantasy X-2.
Oh, I thought you beat that.
I just grinded in 10 for like a billion years.
For forever.
So I have like 100 hours in 10.
Oh my gosh.
And I beat a lot of the optional stuff. The only thing I have left is Blitzball. I can't do it. If I could hire someone $10 an hour to do Blitzball for me, I'd do it.
Wow.
Blitzball sucks. Blitzball's terrible. It's so random. Like, it's like, oh, my guy has, this goalie only has 5 stat points, and I have 12 shot points.
Yeah.
Sick. Oh, wait, random save. Oh, I'm the best. It's because... Your stats also have a dice roll in it, so it could be plus or minus like 4 or 5.
Yeah, it's an RPG.
It sucks. And if you ever face the Albed Sykes, just give up. You just lose.
Wow.
And that's the last thing. Like, I got to get Waka's ultimate weapon,
yeah.
And it's locked behind Blitzball.
Cool.
Oh, man.
Do it.
That sucks.
What is it? So the last overdrives are Waka's. The last Celestial weapon is Waka's. And then I have to do... Like, Penance is easy because I just use Yojimbo.
Oh.
Because I just go Zamato and just pay him a billion Zenny. Or Gil.
Okay.
Damn.
But yeah.
Sweet.
I was like, oh, I'm so close. And then Blitzball happened, and then I just stopped playing. I couldn't do it.
That's too bad.
You should just get better at it.
No, I don't wanna. That's the thing.
That's everything?
Yeah. That's been my week. Cool. A lot of it, like, there's been more games, but it's not nothing to talk about.
You wanna throw in anything, Teej?
I've been playing, what's that game you lent me? Asura's Wrath.
Asura's Wrath.
Asura's Wrath.
I need to know.
Know what?
Do you like it?
I feel like I could just go on YouTube and watch everything.
You totally can.
That's the game's biggest problem. You don't have to play it.
Yeah, and the one thing is, I'm so used to when there's cutscenes, I put the controller down and just let it go. Oh. Yeah.
You gotta be alert at all times.
I hate that.
Yeah. That whole entire game's point is the cutscenes.
Yeah.
And then when it gives you that moment of little, like, oh, we have, like, a little arena for you to fight, and you're like, this is garbage.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's all right. I just feel like I was just watching everything.
What was the most ludicrous moment you thought of, so fight that you've seen so far?
The most ludicrous moment? Oh, man.
Is it when you turn into the nine-tailed fox from Naruto and then shoot down galactic spaceships?
There's so many. This whole game is ludicrous.
Yeah, so that's the main reason I like that game, because it's just crazy on top of crazy.
Seriously.
You kick the giant robot what god in the face.
I'm just gonna call it Buddha. We kicked Buddha's statue in the face, broke it.
And his jaw went like this way.
What else? What else happens?
You punch a guy the size of two Earths.
Apparently Earth is ruled by these things called Goma.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're like impure beings.
Okay.
And inside, or I guess every couple of thousand years or whatever, this being called Vlitra.
Vlitra.
It's like the Goma god.
All right.
Comes out, and their job is to suppress it somehow.
Yeah, there's like a giant four-headed snake living in the Earth's core.
It literally just pops out of the Earth.
That sounds fun.
Looks like a giant mouth.
Okay.
And eats things and shoots beams.
Wow.
Sweet.
Exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. There's not really a game there, but it's exciting.
It's kind of short.
It's very short.
You know what's worse? You need the DLC to really see it.
I know.
So just watch the DLC.
But you say that, and then it's like, well, why don't I just watch the thing from the start?
Because I have the disc. That's why.
Yeah. I remember, I'm like, I can't believe you paid 60 bones for this.
Oh, $60 well spent.
No.
So good.
No. No.
But yeah, this game is fun.
Air quotes.
Oh yeah, this interactive movie is very fun.
Yeah.
Again, I wish I just watched it.
Yeah, it's the type of game where it's like, it's best probably to play with a crowd of people. Because then you could all feel like you've played it.
And then you just all go like, oh, yeah. You punch that guy into space!
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I just watched someone play it.
Yeah, that's the best way.
I think that's how I would have wanted to.
Same. I would have played it at you. Same. All you have to do is ask.
Damn it!
Same. That's the best way to play that game.
It's too late! I'm at like the final boss.
Yeah, man. Backseat Driver is the best way to play that game.
So I chose hard mode.
It's not hard.
It's nothing hard about it.
Yeah, it's not hard.
You just get an extra achievement.
I don't even know if you get an extra achievement.
I don't think so.
Oh my goodness. Why'd you go easy?
I know. You get an achievement for beating it with different bars, so you have to beat it multiple times. So when you beat the game the first time, then you beat it with, like, you get a mortal bar, and then you have less health.
That's lame.
And yeah, it's super lame. and then you get like a immortal bar where you have instant burst meter.
Wow.
Like, you don't have to do any fighting. Wow. You just burst.
So I have to beat the game to unlock these?
Yeah. You have to beat the game to unlock the first bar, and then you have to beat the game with that bar to unlock the second bar, and so on and so forth. And there's an achievement for each bar.
I was wondering why I wasn't getting any bars. Like, where the hell are these stupid... Do I have to S-rank everything?
Did you get the trophy where you look at that girl's boobs?
Yeah.
Okay.
So are you gonna buy the DLC? For the true ending stuff?
For a game you don't own?
Yeah, see? I'm torn because I know I could just watch it, but I know playing it's a different... Like, watching it on my TV is...
It's a different experience.
It's a different experience.
So just watch through YouTube on your TV. Oh,
it's not the same. I just like the way they do QTs. Like, when you have, there's that one moment where you have to split apart all your arms, and there's like six stick buttons on the screen, one for each arm, you go BOOM!
Yeah.
It just makes it really epic.
Kay. Yeah, it's...
Okay, so the True Ending DLC stuff, okay, why are you going to buy the Street Fighter DLC?
See, that's the one I would have wanted to buy. I don't care about the True Ending. I don't really need to know the ending.
Yeah, okay.
Just the fact that I can fight Akuma.
Yeah.
Fight Oni.
Also
and Oni.
Yeah.
And for you.
Excites me.
Also, side note, having your True Ending as DLC content is a lame move.
Is so bad.
That's
yeah.
lame.
When you told me that the True Ending is DLC content, I was like, that...
I've still never seen it to this day.
That's lame. That's horrible.
It sucks.
Yeah.
So when you give that back to me, I'm going to buy
yeah.
the True DLC.
Yeah.
I thought you watched it.
Nope. Blaze did. That's what Blaze did. Blaze, he didn't play it. I let him. I said I'll let you borrow Sir's Wrath.
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah, I watched it all on YouTube. I'm like, God damn it, Blaze.
No, see, he did the right thing. Did it for free. Same experience.
Technically, mine was for free.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
Technically,
yeah, but he has the full end.
Yeah, true. True. I can get the full end.
I watched the Street Fighter stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the True Ending.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's the stuff you should buy.
Yeah.
If anything.
Yeah, that's the stuff you should buy.
The Street Fighter stuff's
yeah.
cool.
Anything else you're playing?
Or doing?
No, not really. It's really just that. I put down my PS Vita for a bit.
No more of that game that you're playing?
Which one? Oh,
Book.
Soul Sacrifice.
Soul Sacrifice?
No, because then I got more Masa.
That game's good.
And then I also got Dragon's Crown.
It's also good.
Oh, and yeah. And then there's another game that I got for free.
Oh.
Is Dragon's Crown crossplay with the Vita?
It.
I think.
If it is.
No, no, it's not crossplay, but you can switch your saves.
Oh, cross
yeah.
save, okay.
Oh, man, if it was, I would still be playing that all the time.
No.
If you dropped Asura's Wrath to go play Muramasa, I totally understand. That game's awesome. Muramasa's so good.
I dropped Muramasa to play Asura's Wrath.
Alright, I can understand that too. I understand that. I answer it both ways.
I played it too much. I was like, man.
It's so much.
You know, speaking of games, as I'm playing Dishonored, I guess you probably haven't experienced this yet, Anthony, but because I primarily, most of the games I've been playing recently are on my Xbox One, going back, I can't look at this screen anymore. It looks like garbage to me.
No, I had that moment. I was playing my PS3, and I'm like, I'm going to play my N64. Man.
No. It's different, though. You still view the PS3 as the pinnacle.
It's still my best, yes.
Yes. I look at the PS3 like it's the fucking Nintendo.
Whoa.
Like, I'm looking at all these, like, one-dimensional textures, all these polygonal boxes, and I'm like...
This lighting's garbage.
Like, what is this? Where's the high dynamic range? I don't got a shadow. Oh, my goodness.
What am I, a plebeian?
Yeah. I'm like, where's that Titanfall?
Gotta put that in.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna open up Battlefield 4 now just to see what a true next
gen. You bought it? Do you have Battlefield 4?
Yeah. It's upstairs. It's just sitting on the Xbox.
Oh. When did you get it?
When I got Batman.
Oh.
Arkham Origins.
Did you end up getting Dead Rising?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mikey did.
Mikey found that.
I think he got it for $10.
Yeah, it was like $10-$15 at Target.
They had like everything on sale for $10.
Yeah, a lot of it was taken.
Yeah.
I got Saints Row 4 for $10.
Yeah.
Because I didn't own it.
I'm going to buy that Tomb Raider Definitive Edition.
Seems like a good
edition. What's so definitive about it?
HD Remake.
It's got all the DLC.
Is it literally just an... Oh.
It's the DLC, and they up-resed it, and they redid the models and stuff.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, so it's like a remaster, not a remake?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, look up videos. They redid Lara's model.
Oh, okay.
So she looks more like how she does in the cutscenes.
Oh, nice.
Man. Yeah. And then the lighting's a lot better.
And there's some really nice locales in that game.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, I can play this game in an even better version?
I think I want to pick up Last of Us when I get my PS4. So.
Was that also remastered?
It's I don't know if it's new models, but it's all up-resed, and it's all the DLC.
They said that, like, with The Last of Us, on the big wide landscape stuff, you probably won't be able to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
It all happens when you look at up-close materials. Because you know when you look at like a wall and you get too close, the textures start to you can start to see that they're very low res.
Yeah.
And it starts to, like, turn to pixels.
Yeah.
It's that stuff.
Oh, okay.
They're still sharp.
Hmm.
And, of course, improved lighting and stuff, but...
Some stuff I wouldn't really notice.
Yeah. A lot of improved water gimmicks.
Those are the worst parts of that game.
The water?
Yeah, like, why couldn't they just teach her how to swim during their adventure?
It's a game mechanic.
She can't swim?
No, that's why... So, every time there's water, you have to, like, carry her on a plank?
Oh, right!
They can't introduce the carrying plank mechanic unless she couldn't swim.
It's a stupid mechanic! It's a dumb mechanic.
Why would you carry her on a plank?
Because it's there.
Is that only for the water
parts? It's only for the water parts. There's like, oh, it's like, look, there's a, you know, like a skid in...
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's just randomly a skid in everywhere there's water.
Oh.
It's kind of like in Heavenly Sword, where when you had to hit a gong, there's always a box full of hats that you could throw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sounds sweet.
Sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... Oh, it's a good thing I didn't finish that game.
Are you going to get the play on the HD version?
I might.
It's a good game. The ending... I want to hear your reaction to the ending.
What, is it ludicrous?
It's not... No, it's dark.
It's a Walking Dead-style ending.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's cool. It's a really cool ending. Usually games don't go that route, but this one did.
Yeah, I like the ending to that game. I like the ending game. I like the ending to that game.
It's a good... That's a good ending, man.
Yeah, I like that ending. And guys, let's see what else is out there. I don't know. That's it.
I think that's it, man.
Anything else we have to say? Watch Sailor Moon, Crystal.
Yeah. Jupiter's coming up next.
Yeah, we're almost on episode 5.
It's gonna be the
best. Oh my gosh.
Gonna be the best.
Just gonna wait till it's over.
Yeah, it's dumb how it's bi-weekly.
Everyone should watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Korra's almost over.
Oh.
I still have to watch all those.
Sword Art Online 2 is progressing along nicely.
Are they shooting people now?
Yeah, they're shooting each other.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So who are you going for? The main character or the sniper?
So the reason I like Sword Art Online... Because you know how like the hero of every series, like Naruto or Ichigo and Bleach, they're always like overpowered?
Yeah.
So with Kirito... Everybody kind of knows he's overpowered, but because he's overpowered, like, God Hack's overpowered. Because it is a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's... And he's not, like, the sort of hero who's like, oh, I'm gonna fight. He's kind of very modest about it.
Okay.
And that's what makes it so exciting.
Oh. But he's still, like, there's no way he's gonna lose.
Oh, of course not!
Okay.
He's going into an MMO that's based on gun... He's going to Call of Duty MMO with a lightsaber.
That's literally what he's doing.
And he's like, check it out.
And a pistol.
Yeah. You know what he did in his last battle? He's like, you have one bolt to shoot me. Shoot me. And she's like, whatever. I have a 100% hit right here. He's like, okay, cool. And she shoots him and he cuts the bullet in half. And she's like, how did you see? I saw your eye from the other side of the scope. I saw it aim at my leg.
That's exactly what he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's OP.
Yeah. And he's the main character, so it's like, sweet.
So no one's ever...
So it's never about, oh, how is he going to win? It's not about, like, oh, is he going to win or lose? It's always, what kind of ridiculous excuse is he going to pull out this time?
I saw your eye through the scope. Wow.
Yeah.
See that? He's reading her body language.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's great.
And also, Persona 4, the golden anime. I think everybody should watch that.
Oh, I think I'm gonna start watching that.
As long as you've played Persona 4 or watched the first anime, the Golden is fantastic.
Is it still a New Game Plus run?
Oh yes, and has nothing to do with the main story.
Sweet.
It has nothing to do. Oh man, like all they do is like sing in a band, go to the beach, shopping. Oh, it's great.
The heck?
Yeah. They don't do anything regarding the main story.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. That sounds really good.
Yeah. That sounds like all my favorite parts of Persona.
Yeah. There's no fight. Well, there's one fight scene, and it's an OP fight scene, because he's level 99.
And he goes, wow.
Yeah. But okay, that's it for our show.
Yeah.
You know where to find us, Google.com.
Google.com. Search for Nerds in a Basement.
Yep. First 10 results.
Blavin was telling me that people were trying to search him on Google.
Yeah.
Because they're like Blavin Pro Tour.
Yeah.
And they're finding our podcast.
Good.
So there's more listeners.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
I love hearing that. I found out that on the YouTube channel, there's like a healthy 100 people who listen over there.
Oh, triple digits.
Yeah, wow. So I was like, wow. I'm surprised. You come to my channel to look at toys and you stayed for the podcast. Sweet. Plan is working.
Should we delete that our old YouTube channel?
I don't know. Who knows?
Are we just going to be the Type V3 network?
Sure. Yes. Yes. That's what it'll be. Forever. Forever. Even when I'm gone.
When you're dead?
Yeah.
Your legacy will live on?
Yeah. Or when I just leave the show, it'll still be named after me.
It'll be the Type A3.
Oh. Oh! Okay. All right. We'll be back next week with, hopefully, Blavin will be here. Not off gallivanting on a pro tour that he can physically drive to. So.
All right.
There we go. Thanks for listening.
Bye.